This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps. It's Local Composers Month here on 91 Classical, and Live in Studio C is in on the fun. Violist Christopher Farrell is a member of the Nashville Symphony and Alias Chamber Ensemble. In fact, you may have seen him just about anywhere in town where strings are playing. Christopher, welcome back to Studio C.
Well, thank you for having us.
Now, you've brought a string quartet. How new is this piece?
It is very new. In fact, I didn't tell my colleagues, but I changed some notes in my part this morning. So it's still in process. I didn't tell them which ones I changed, but it won't hurt how it comes out. So I'm still working on it. I think I'm ready to make it finish now that we're going to play it.
We love it when the ink is drying. Tell us about the inspiration behind this quartet.
Well, I was going to Trader Joe's one day, and the parking lot there is kind of annoying, and I got really, really annoyed because I could not find a parking space. So I was so upset about it that I came home and I was like, I'm going to write some music that shows how upset I am about this. So that's actually the origin of it. It hopefully doesn't sound as trite as that sounds, but
all right. Yeah. This goes out to everyone in the car right now. This is String Quartet number 4 in 3 movements by Christopher Farrell here live in Studio C.
Thank you. Thank you.
Christopher, I think we'll have to block you out of parking lots a little more often. That was String Quartet number 4 by composer Christopher Farrell, who was on viola, along with Jessica Blackwell and Jimin Lin on violin and Sari Riest on cello. You can hear Christopher Farrell's music with Alias Chamber Ensemble, including on their most recent album, Rhythms, Rivers, and Roads. This July, Live in Studio C is part of 91 Classical's Local Composers Month, thanks to the support of Appalachian State University's Hayes School of Music. All through July, we'll be highlighting the music made right here in Music City, even more than usual. Find out more at 91classical.org. In the meantime, if you'd like to revisit any of this year's Live in Studio C performances, you can stream them for free anytime at 91classical.org or in the Nashville Public Radio app. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program today is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.